This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Alaska Native artist and activist Haley Hanna Stepitin filed a police report Thursday saying she was assaulted by the mayor of Wasilla. Stepitin alleges Mayor Burt Cottle grabbed her left arm, tugging her, and would not let go until she asked if he was security or police.
It just really made me feel unsafe and uncomfortable. And this has been such a, kind of scary, vulnerable position to be in, especially speaking out against it. I just hope people know it's not okay to touch people, especially in a public place when we are there as concerned community members.
Stepitin says the incident took place Wednesday at Wasilla Mid School, where a special legislative session was being held, when a group of people, including Stepitin, took the floor to protest the governor's budget cuts, calling on lawmakers for an override. Messages left with the mayor's office Thursday were not returned. But House Majority Spokesman Zach Freeman, also named in the complaint, told the Associated Press the allegation has been blown out of proportion. Stepitin is seeking an apology and says she would also like to go before the city council. The Northern Arapaho tribe has fired its longtime lobbyist. Following revelations, the tribe worked to stop the passage of several gaming-related bills by lobbying as a libertarian anti-gambling group called the Wyoming Public Policy Center. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards has more.
Wyoming lawmakers recently proposed bills that would have legalized so-called video skill games that might compete with the tribe's slot machines. Tribal officials estimated this could cost the tribe $14 million, hurting the tribe's social service programs. Former Northern Arapaho spokesman Mark Howell says Council Chairman Lee Spoonhunter instructed him to stop the bills, but he says the tribes and legislature have not had a good working relationship in the past.
We believe came to the belief that a direct assault by the tribe with the legislature would likely not be successful. So we created a, which is perfectly legal under Wyoming law, an entity that would carry the water for the tribe.
Howell says Wyoming doesn't see such strategies very often, but that he's conducted such campaigns for other clients dozens of times around the country. Chairman Spoonhunter denies any knowledge of the plan.
Mark had told us that he was going to deal with lobbyists and work on this, but we did not know that this Wyoming Public Policy Center was created.
Spoonhunter says they had no other choice but to fire Howell, since the tribe will likely face a backlash now that it's been revealed that the Northern Arapaho tribe is the sole funder of the anti-gambling organization. For National Native News, I'm Melody Edwards.
The U.S. Justice Department announced Thursday tribal governments will have direct access to the FBI's National Sex Offender Registry. The tool will allow information sharing between tribal governments and law enforcement to track and identify sex offenders. Tribal leaders from the White Mountain Apache Tribe and the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe praised the move, saying it will aid in improving public safety in Indian Country. In North Dakota, a resolution to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day is headed to the Grand Forks City Council Monday. Council members voted this week to send the measure to the full council. The resolution recognizes Indigenous Peoples Day on the second Monday in October. The holiday would honor the contributions of Native people joining other cities across the country which have already made the change. The resolution was crafted with the Indigenous community. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
For Native Americans affected by domestic violence, the Strong Hearts Native Helpline offers peer-to-peer support and resources. It's safe, confidential, and toll-free at 844-7-NATIVE. Program support by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center. Support by the Wheelwright Museum, established in 1937, presenting exhibitions of contemporary and iconic Native art, currently accepting art donations for its 44th annual benefit auction in August. Info at wheelwright.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.